A little lesson now in an indigenous language called Mi'kmaq, spoken, linguists say, by not more than 10,000 people in the whole world, almost all of them in eastern Canada and a few in Maine. The Mi'kmaq word of the day is Bulisk'iech. It's the first word in this song, so you'll probably guess what it means. Bulisk'iech means blackbird. That is 16-year-old Emma Stevens in Escassoni, Nova Scotia, singing a version of the Beatles' Blackbird, translated into Mi'kmaq.
I know it's just like a little song, and it's just a little cover, but in our language, it's really beautiful, and it just makes a big impact.
Emma's school in Nova Scotia decided to record it as part of events celebrating the UN's Declaration of 2019 as the International Year of Indigenous Languages. Paul McCartney's lyrics help to explain why they chose this song. Blackbird, take these wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. The CBC's program, As It Happens, asked Emma Stevens what those lyrics mean to her.
They speak to me in a way I feel like it should help with, like, how our language is slowly, like, disappearing. It's kind of going away, and those lyrics kind of make me feel more hopeful, more inspired to, like, learn my language more than I already know, and to show, like, non-Mi'kmaq people the beauty of the song and our language in Mi'kmaq.
The translation of Blackbird was written by Kalani Julian, a Mi'kmaq instructor in Escassoni. She told the CBC that lines like, take these sunken eyes and learn to see, were not easy to translate.
We don't have that concept. It just sounds really odd. The concept of sunken eyes would be, you do not see properly. Your vision is impaired. So I just took that concept and I explained it to my dad, who was helping me. It was a little hard. I had to be back and forth with my dad about certain topics.
And speaking of songs and their meaning, there's more to this one than meets the eye, as Kalani Julian explains.
From what I understand, Paul McCartney wrote this about the civil rights movement in the United States. So in some sense, you know, we have something in common with the civil rights movement, because to some extent our people have been oppressed in this country, you know, by the Indian Act and, you know, by the federal government. So it really strikes a chord in my heart as well, this song.
Eskimo Adamus and Negnigan Mindrasin.